Hello, ladies and gentlemen, or should I say members? Hello, members behind the precious wall. How we doing? Welcome to the Blunder Years. All those beers that go. Mike in under a heat lamp right now.
As we say here in Florida, aloha.
Aloha from Florida. And, of course, the one, the only, Jacket Man himself.
Mm-hmm. Jacket Man!
I was thinking
all kinds of jackets every day.
See, I was thinking Soundgarden instead of Spoon Man. Mm. Jacket Man, come to get this and save me. Buttons and the zippers. You know, whatever. We'll work on that.
Traveling the hospital.
Welcome, everybody. How we doing? Thank you for joining us behind the wall. You guys have made the commitment to member up, and we appreciate it much. I know the notifications are a little weird around here with YouTube lately, so hopefully you guys got the info and you got the invite. We got a choice to make. Sophie's choice today. Here's what we got. All right?
Kill the girl. Wait, no, not that one?
No, not the actual.
No.
Oops. So here we go. We can watch. We have some Channel 9 stuff of John doing various celebrity interviews. That'll be number one choice. Mm-hmm. And then what we have, number two, because I know there's a lot of new people coming in all the time to the Dabbleverse. Maybe you're not familiar with some of the legendary slash creepy moments of John's podcasting career. Well, if you attended the Dabbies, then you got to see that. If you did not and you have not seen the Dabbies, well, that's number two. That is your choice. We have nominees from the different categories, really the creme de la creme of moron. So number one or number two, number one Channel 9, number two Dabby category. So let's take a look. While we're doing that, let me say hi to some of the people in here.
Two.
Who is?
Two.
Two? Everybody say it's that. It's over already, huh?
Two.
Oh, now one.
Oh, now a few.
Now
ones.
One. Now I see twos. Mm-hmm. Now the ones. Wow.
It's a horse race.
Wow. Do we need a poll? Is that what we need?
Might have to.
Oh, wow. Boy. I still see a lot of twos.
A lot of twos. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But there comes a couple ones. Wow.
Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Chewy.
Gary?
It's my birthday!
Happy birthday, Gary! Wow.
Happy birthday.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm doing a show right now. Can I call you after birthday, boy?
Yeah, I need to talk to you. Yeah.
You got it, pal. Love you, Gary. Happy birthday. Bye. Our leap year baby,
aww.
Gary. Happy birthday. As everyone knows, he's seven. So thank you, Gary.
In every way possible, just about.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of twos, So let's get Frog. You got that ready?
Sir.
Yeah, I was also doing the
excuses.
Yeah, I know.
We've got
he acts like we tell him to do things at the last minute.
Right.
I mean, the nerve. The nerve of this guy.
Yeah, I'm really an asshole.
Thank you. Thank you for taking some responsibility. It's about time. You
really are. I mean,
yeah. And do it in front of the people that matter the most, the members, the people that are paying. Right. You know?
These good people.
Yeah, we don't fucking care, Frog. Just figure it out. That's a paying customer. Send Gary the link. Yeah, that'll work out. Lickety split.
Send Gary. It's one of our favorite creepiest sex stories.
Okay, the category creepiest. This is now. Are we going to see these are just the winners from the categories?
No, I mean, I've got all of them. I just chose this one because this is one of my favorites.
Okay, do you remember which one won the award? I don't remember which one's won. This one might have been the winner.
This might have been the winner because this is pretty damn good.
So we know, for those of you tuning in, maybe you see him talking about Kate, Keanu, various wives.
That's not sodomy, mighty.
That's not sodomy, guys. Maybe you've seen him and you go, "Boy, this guy's creepy with them." So take a seat, put your feet up, enjoy. Mm. Check this out. Oh, am I doing it?
Oh. Now, will you consider yourself kinky?
No, I'm kind of, and now, especially after hearing all this, I'm kind of, maybe kind of vanilla. Like, I don't, like the tied up thing doesn't do it for
you
me.
You like to get licked on the front?
What else is there?
Hello.
Hey, kudos that he didn't make a racist joke about that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you don't think it wasn't running through that hamster wheel brain of his.
That, I think, is probably the least of the
see, I'm going to get accused, but I have to say, I mean, so you into, well, I, you know, I don't want to, you know, I feel, just forget it. I'm not going to ask. And like, in other words.
What?
Anal sex, is that off limits to you?
See, now, if I don't answer you. People will think, oh, she's into it. Right?
Yeah, but I have to ask because I'm gonna tell you why in a second.
No, tell me why.
Well, no, you answer first.
Would I say it's off the table?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say it's off the table.
Okay. Because for me, like, I'm into, like, you know, certain, I don't know if it's taboo, but... You know, I do like, I enjoy having anal sex with a woman. Yes.
Does that make you feel better now that you said that?
I mean, he almost couldn't get it out. I mean, it's unbelievable.
How long ago was that? He had a stuttering problem then.
Glad to see he got it under control, right?
I think when he gets nervous over the questions.
Oh yeah,
maybe.
Oh yeah, and when he lies, those are the two things.
Well, he was sober there and asking sex questions. When he's drunk and asking sex questions, he's fine.
That's a great point too.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. The more together he is, the quicker he falls apart. Yeah. Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
What's the next?
The maitre d' saying, "We're going to bring the anal to the table now."
Anal to the table. Seated.
I like anal sex with a woman. What's the next category there, Frog?
So this one's from Drunkest Appearance. And if you remember his drunk stream with Joey C and DG, long before that, there was John and this guy.
You know what, Josh? I don't know how you did it. I really don't know how you did it, but I actually like you.
Is this when he got back from the dog wedding?
Yes, he attended a dog wedding, and he comes back stoned and drunk out of his mind. And in the middle of this, now this guy paid him for this interview.
Uh-huh.
If anybody knows this guy, I'd love to. Where are they now with him? You know, but he paid him. There was audio issues. But John, at one point, just ignores him and starts getting on the phone with some chick who he's begging to come over and pick up wine at 7-Eleven on her way over. It's insane. He was so shit-faced.
This is when he gets that picture, when he goes like this.
Yeah, yeah. the picture we have of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah, He's talking to this chick, and the guy's just there. We should revisit that interview, by the way. I think it's time to rewatch that one.
Yanks, it was not a long dog wedding, okay?
No, it was no long dogs were hurt in that wedding.
If you're ever in L.A., you come. If you're ever here, I'll take you out for a few pints.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Anytime. I do plan on coming down to the L.A. area eventually.
Because I got
to
tell you, you seem like the...
Wait a minute. Mike was frozen that entire time and none of us noticed?
I had no idea. It's fucking brilliant that we don't even know anymore.
I just saw a text from him. Sorry, had to reboot. And then
I didn't even know what he was
talking. I look and he's sitting there and then he's just gone.
Oh, God, the happiness has come back to me.
I don't know. The Frog, go back on the Zapruder film and see when we lost him. I wonder how much time elapsed since he froze that we didn't even know.
Chris all said, ha ha, bye, shithead.
It was a while.
Oh, my God.
My God, man, we were worried. What happened?
You all right?
Yes, no, it's the Florida internet is not as good as real civilized internet. So.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's go.
Nicest motherfucker in the world. What happened when your wife did? You got divorced. You got sick of fucking her. Be honest.
I mean, what a catch. How much did that guy pay? $300 for that fucking interview? What an asshole. I definitely put that on the list, Frog, of packages I want to revisit. That one we got to watch again, for sure. Looking at these old interviews, I can't help but look at his shorts. We see all the old favorites. Pick a Rescue, Dark Brandon. Oh, his shirts, yes. But we also see ones like this, Too Small, and now Living at Salvation Army.
Much like John.
This is awesome. I totally botched the setup to the next clip, but I was muted the whole time, so nobody knew.
Oh, great.
I don't know why I brought it up. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Speaking of episodes that we should revisit, do you remember this classic?
I don't know if he won the Academy Award, but he was in Schindler's List.
Go ahead. What are we betting? You got to make the bet. What's the bet?
We'll look it up. Make the bet.
Make the bet.
Because I know I asked him a question in the bathroom. At the fucking...
All right, what am I Googling? What's the bet first?
Wow.
There's no bet. I'm saying Liam Neeson was one of the stars in Schindler's List. What? And I think he might have won the Academy
That's a shocker.
Hey, you got another Budweiser?
Tommy the Alien, man. Those episodes were so fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
That dude Tommy in Florida, his interviews with John, I would love to see. You got any more Tommy clips?
Do I?
Because I was accepted by the national community as a good guy, something he's craving all his life, which, as you could see, is indicative of his show now, where he just has celebrities on and he kisses their ass. That is what happened. And I'm sorry, I came really out of the boat on fire here, but that's the way I am. If you're going to book me and put me in a nice hotel, I'm going to fucking deliver here.
Yeah, deliver. just be you.
I mean, I remember, Mike, that book, that may be in the first few pages of your original book.
It might be, but just in case.
Yeah.
I came out of the boat on fire.
Who gives
a fuck? You know what I mean?
I don't care. But I guess the point of the whole story is, which I tell kids, and I meant it, kids, is to never accept no.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or women. Book, whether it's kids or women.
And I love, he does this whole rant and then it goes to Tommy and Tommy's like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Who cares? Fuck it.
You have up there. I go.
Oh, hold on. Celebrity here. Jackie the Jokester. That's right. He couldn't get anybody's names right. He goes, you know, Crazy Richard on Stern and Jackie the Jokester? Hey, we got a world premiere in the countdown today at Rico, a new DJ Dabbles banger. I love it. I love it. And we have it ready, world premiere. So get there early. 4 o'clock, the countdown begins, and so does the fun. And we got, we're going after him today. It ain't going to be pretty.
Go through how I've helped a lot of stutterers. I've cured, a lot of kids.
Well, the list is endless. You can't name them because it goes on and on and on. There's Tommy.
If he cured a lot of kids, why does he stutter?
Well, that's a great question.
Yeah. Well, you got to be able to show them how to stop.
What not to do?
What he can't do.
I got it. Learn from me, right? And my mistakes, not from your own mistakes.
Mm.
That's very generous of him to do that. You know, good guy like that. What else you got, Frog?
So we've got one of the most hypocritical rants from Stuttering John.
Okay.
There's that Motorhead shirt, by the way. Yeah? Motorhead shirt's back. And you see, his show back then is very similar to his show now, which is go online and scroll. So he hasn't lost this gift yet.
He's had queued up. There's one of his rants. And here comes his next one is right around now.
Quoted as saying, I hope.
Okay. Now, let's go down the rabbit hole together. Hey, Bridget Sweeney. With Don Jr. Okay? Now, notice the quotations, okay? Usually you go, this guy is kind of slow, and that's it, right? Three times?
Three times. Very specific.
Yeah, everybody knows it's three times. Come on, what's wrong with you guys?
This ignoramus. Known as Donnie Dickhead Jr., is holding these quote things up on his
these quote things. I've heard some call them fingers. I'm not 100% sure.
That one I don't think I had.
Quote things.
It's funny because this ignoramus isn't holding these quote things.
He hasn't talked about him in a long time.
No, he hasn't. And it's so funny that, like, the shit, air quotes. Why would you ever pick on somebody? I've never picked on anybody for air quotes until I saw John do it. Yeah. And now he's going after him. Look at his air quotes. What was the one he did? He did when he used it one time where he's like, my mother. And he was mother. Three times. All right.
Known as Donnie Dickhead Jr., is holding these quote things up on his Cokeville rant as he looks towards his little script. So here we go. A walk down the crazy world of Don Jr.
Walk down.
You guys never walked around the crazy world, guys? Come on. Or walk down it? Sorry.
See, is quoted as saying, I hope Trump comes. I'm going to punch him out. This is my moment. I've been waiting for this. For trespassing
all right, we're counting?
Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out and I'm going to go to jail.
All right, are we counting?
How come the media is reacting like she's this great hero? Talking tough, preaching violence. I was told that's a
huge... Is he talking about John?
I know, right? He is describing a lot of similar traits as our Melendez has.
So it turns out the only elected official actually called
Don Jr. looks like he's in Oz's kitchen.
Calling for violence on January 6th was in fact Nancy Pelosi with "I'm gonna punch him out." Thanks. To getting for the bottom of this, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, you guys have been investigating the violence of January 6th with your sham garbage. See, Pelosi is quoted as saying, I hope Trump comes. Oh. I'm going to punch him out.
Oh.
This is my moment. I've been waiting for this.
Shut the fuck up already. Just shut up. You fucking ignoramus.
That was his word of the week back then, I guess, huh? Some political rant. Shut the fuck up.
Well, at least Don Jr., even though this was a little weird, at least he was starting and ending in the right places.
Well, and also he was saying a lot of things that he's saying, you know, like talk about punching people in the face and all this stuff. Like, I think that's why he kept going. John thinks you do it three times and then you stop. And then that otherwise it doesn't work properly.
And you know what I noticed that was weird? Mike is missing half of his head. Like a section of his head.
I love it. It's a good look for you, Mike.
I might actually shave this. I shave this part.
You should go see a doctor when you get back. See plastic surgeon. See if they can make that a reality. listen, I'm getting kind of tired of this part of my head.
Listen, I'm up for a part in the JFK biopic. So.
What else you got there, Frogalucius?
Well, this one is an actual classic, I think.
No setup needed.
Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Stuttering John podcast with your favorite host, Stuttering John Melendez. Okay, let me just address this. One of our beloved chatters, loved one, is going through expensive ass chemo.
I'm not laughing at the issue. I'm laughing at the way he wrote it out and is saying it. One of our beloved chatter's loved one. Like, already, it's a mess. Like, just say, look, somebody I know is going through cancer. You know? Yeah. No, I know. It's confusing.
One of our beloved chatter's loved one is going
through
expensive.
Wow, he's got it there, too. Look.
Yeah. Wow.
But didn't he have it up here before?
Yeah, it was like, further up. Yeah.
It was a little up, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the three-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. America's number one fantasy sports app. PrizePicks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, PrizePicks will have your back and not count that as a loss. PrizePicks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make PrizePicks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Wow, that's fucking weird that he keeps getting them in that palm.
They have chosen to remain anonymous. Any PayPal donation will go to help pay for the chemo. So anything that you send to me through PayPal, I promise, will go
him
directly to that person. I have done everything that I can do, and
like he's a doctor, there's nothing else I can do.
I did two surgeries on it. My hands are tied. You know, it's up to God now.
I've done all I can do. What a boob.
We didn't know it at the time, but what he meant by that was he sent a free mini iPad.
An iPad that he got off a fellow alcoholic at the local bar that didn't even work.
Everything that I can do, and this is just something else that I can do.
So send me the money. So send me the money, and I'll keep it all and dox them later. I mean, it's essentially what he did. You should have just put that in the pitch. Any PayPal donation will help go to pay for the chemo. How accurate do you think that accounting was? Not very.
Uh-uh. Want to help? Fine. If you can't afford to, fine. Maybe one day.
I can't do too much
anymore. I'll tell you who it is. Maybe right now.
Maybe one day you'll get cancer.
Yeah, right. Like, and he goes, and maybe one day I'll tell you who it is. Yeah, well, you sure kept that promise.
For me not to reveal who they are. But it's someone that we all know and love and is in this chat on a regular basis. So I would never ask.
The smacking of the teeth was even happening then, too.
If it wasn't something important.
All right. There's Johnny Boy. No. Big Papa, no political show yesterday. Is it over with Brian Karam after the tweet? Interesting.
Big Maybe Papa. He had homework to grade.
Maybe he's doing it today.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. Today's Thursday. Yesterday was his political day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe he's grading papers. Maybe I was thinking that injury might be from like rough erasers, like school, like chalkboard erasers. That might be.
Could be.
But yeah. This was as confusing as the upcoming courthouse filing. Wait till we get into it at 4.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, and Johnny's not going to like this, but there's no case filing. There's no lawsuit being filed. I can tell you 100% fact why, and I will do that at 4 o'clock. What else we got?
So this was another great one.
Let me just text my first guest here. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Good. Did you... the link. What? If not, I have to send it again. He's asking me now. I already told him.
Stream, he has Florida neck from Good Times.
Oh, James, please come on.
Zoom. He didn't get the link. Great. Okay. Let me copy this then. Sorry, ladies and germs. But for some reason, he did not get the link. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. Let me copy this here.
Go ahead.
Why can't I just freaking copy it?
Calm down. God.
Everything's got to be a freaking pain in the ass.
And look how, like, he's not even a drunken fucking mess of a human right here, really. Yeah. Like, compared to the guy we see today.
Harry!
Harry! That's not me. Don't even. Where was that? What would that come from?
That's not me.
There's a dog here.
Bruce!
Oh.
Okay.
Bruce! Look who's got their own dog all of a sudden. Interesting.
Sorry, everybody. All right. I know. I got that. Hold on one second.
Is he on the wing of a plane?
I sent it out a while ago, but it's okay.
It's a rough landing.
All right.
Guys, I'm on the deck. I'm on the roof, rooftop deck here.
Let me just send this out to my first guest one last time before then we'll get started and we'll hopefully have any interruption. So here we go.
Always an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new. Waiting till the show starts to send his guest a link. Gotta love that.
In case you weren't sure.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the world famous Stuttering John podcast. This is the beer on the balcony edition. Let me get my green screen.
Here we go.
Green screen.
Watch. Oh, now he just unplugged his mic. Hey, this is really when we fell in love with him.
Yes.
I remember that. All right, everybody
this
get
looks like
ready.
The plane going down that Tom Hanks was on that movie.
Castaway? Yeah. Everything's falling apart. Wings coming off engine. Here we go. I love that it starts where this half of the room is in view. And then he fixes it to show the other side of the room and then unplugs his microphone in the process.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the world famous Stuttering John podcast. This is the beer on the balcony edition. Let me get my green screen. I'm very excited.
Oh. Well, I will say he's much better at starting his show these days than he was then. That's for sure. Getting car sick. Just talk. He's
there
still talking.
Anyway, sorry about that. Had a little thing get unplugged. Let me grab my beer.
Of course. Sure, that's not part of the problem.
Beer on the balcony without a beer. So here we go. My Patreon and YouTube members, skull!
Skull, Johnny.
Well, look at the nice little sip he took back then.
Yeah.
I know,
that was,
right?
Yeah, that was a little gentlemanly, like a little. Mm. Yeah.
Look.
Wasn't that?
He's got the ring on his finger.
Yeah.
Remember that guy's theory the other day? Where he said it's a recent purchase because how is it still fit since he's gained so much weight and is so bloated now?
Oh, yeah.
If he got it back then.
That's a great. Yeah. No way it would fit him.
I love that theory.
Yeah.
Love that. Whoever said that, genius.
Right. We have to.
Maybe
we
have it on like a watch.
What's that? Just adding to it. What else you got there?
So actually, that clip just made me realize that one
is
of the
Mike
first...
frozen again.
No, oh, wow.
No, sorry,
I was just talking to him, but I wasn't sure when you said it. I go, I just had a conversation with him. Maybe he was frozen.
Oh, this is the episode you got that picture from of me.
Oh, this episode.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Trip down memory lane.
This was also the first thing I think that I posted on Dabblers Anonymous that you guys played on the show. And it involves that clip of him unplugging the microphone.
Oh, that's very cute. Again, another shout out to the same gentleman, King of All Dabblers, with another hilarious video. Need 25 new members to reach 5K on the Reddit. All right. Another beautiful piece of work here from King of All Dabblers. This is how the show starts in my mind. I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but this is how John's show always sounds like to me. Check it out.
Yeah, baby. Oh, where is my green screen?
Oh my God. Wait a minute. You know what that was? That was underarm stuff. That was on the shirt all the way down there. If you go to the back to it,
right?
It's like, how can you not put on your shirt? Sometimes you fuck up. You do it. Look at that.
That's a lot. That.
Oof. Or it just could be more cum he's cleaned up with the shirt.
I had two shows last night.
I can't do two loads anymore.
So King of All Dabblers put the sound of empty Coors Light cans every time he moves is in his. You gotta so fucking funny. Watch it.
How are we, everybody?
Look at that. You wonder how he got the job.
Stuttering on podcast. There we go.
That's great.
Wow. Yep.
That's great.
God, if only you did that kind of work now.
I know. Way to make it about yourself, though. Get back to John, asshole.
Oh,
what do you got?
Ooh. Ooh.
What? You're an OG fan. You know that intro.
Yeah.
That's how he used to start his show every show.
Wow.
Finally, the truth is coming out. Four of the best-selling blood pressure medications can cause...
I don't know why that happens.
And he's muted again. Look at him.
Confused.
This guy's teaching our youth. Unbelievable.
Oh, look at the guy. He's like, well, I don't know what the fuck I just came.
I don't hear you, John. I don't know if you hear me.
Oh, hey, I gotta see him bring him in again.
Oh, that face.
It's bad enough you have to do a show. You can't even hear him.
I know. Messes up the green screen. Move the camera over.
I don't hear you, John. I don't know if you hear me. You hear me?
These are my favorite.
Yeah, move the mic closer, John.
Yeah, the mic that's not plugged into anything. Get it right into your mouth, John. This is on the fly, John. Mm-hmm. My favorite, John.
As opposed to the flies that are on, John.
He has the one lazy.
I see you. I just don't hear you. I don't know why. Weird.
Yeah, take him out. Yeah, like we take the guy out. We can hear you, idiot.
Look at the hand. It looks like
hold on.
Thing for sure.
Yeah, I gotta go back and see that. Look at that. That hand should be coming out of a grave. You're 100% right.
Yeah, take a picture of that one. That's like the best picture of it I ever seen.
Yeah, and make it come out of a grave.
I wish it was going in a grave.
One day it will. Huh? now he's muted. What the fuck kind of show is this? How did he get picked up
for
another
season?
Put up one.
Oh, my God. He said seven fingers, John.
There we go.
There we go.
Now everybody can hear me.
Boo.
But
My microphone is still, there we go. Now it'll work. All right, here we are.
Nice and smooth. What a quick little easy start to the show. Oh, that was great. I think that was like the technical difficulties category, I think, mm-hmm. right, Frog?
Yes.
This is before John learned the genius move of leaving the room and coming back in. That's right, Looney Tunes. Thank you.
Could that be that could be on DabbleCon too? That never made one, right?
That clip? Yeah, it definitely we played it.
The one when he had to go out of the room?
Yeah, that can definitely go into the next one for sure. For sure. When he had Sam Kennison's brother, he told him go out and come back in, and he got up, left the room, and came back in. Instead of exiting StreamYard. Could happen to anybody, you know, that age. I mean, all right. What else we got there, Froggo? See? Look at that. Tell me. What do you got?
Much there? Known thing.
Hold on, pause it.
We know it from a friend.
Set these up for me, Angel. What is this?
So this is him talking. This is from his Hollywood series that he spent talking about the Stern Show.
Right. So he did a series of shows called What Bugs Me About Hollywood. And every episode, he talks about what bugs him about Hollywood for about 7 to 10 minutes. And then the rest of the episode is bashing old Stern co-workers. So.
Remember when sequels were bad and then he went on to list every great sequel?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not all of them.
Right. He goes, the whole premise of the episode was, I don't need a sequel, right? Like, it's too much. It's not necessary sometimes, most of the time. And then he gives you a list of the sequels he absolutely loves. So even when he sticks on to topic, you're scratching your head. You're going, I don't know what I'm watching. What bugs me about Hollywood, he's talking about J-Lo's vagina.
Actually, it's Pamela Anderson's vagina, but that is what this clip is.
Oh, great.
It's a much known thing.
It's a much known
thing. We know it from a friend who dated J-Lo, and Ben Affleck put it this way. J-Lo is supposed to have one of the most beautiful vaginas in the world. That's what I hear. And I hear it from a good source. So I'll stand by it. So you could see that, you know.
You could see me standing Ben next to her more. Vagina.
Or at that. But if you're like me, if you saw the porn tape with Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson, Pamela Anderson had, to me, one of the most beautiful.
Now. Pay attention. This is his brain saying right now, John, don't be crass. Take the high road when you, what you're about to say, doesn't have to be vulgar. Okay, here we go. Because I remember the buildup. It was ridiculous.
To me, one of the most beautiful, you know, whatever you want to mean. Oh, just, you know, vaginas. And don't, ladies, stop calling your vagina a vajayjay. I hate that term. Every time I think about your vagina, I think, you know.
Don't think about the vagina. Chin. How's that?
Yeah. I don't like vajayjay.
Well, I guess vajayjay is what's bugging him about Hollywood that day.
Hey, let's do a live thing. Vajayjay walking.
That'll be on the Kate Leno show.
Yeah.
Vajayjay walking. It'll be a segment. Hey, ask him. Hey, wait, put it up real quick. This question's for your vagina. What temperature does water freeze at? Go ahead.
Yeah, you're almost as pretty as J-Lo's to vagina.
We'll be right back with Jimmy Walker.
JJ.
All right, what else we got?
So this was another of his creepiest sex stories.
Now, answer me honestly, because this happened to me. This has happened.
That's Ralph from Gas Digital.
Yeah.
Ralph's a good dude, man.
Now, as you get older, have any, like, you know, have you had an experience where you couldn't get it up?
I haven't had that yet. I'm sure it's coming. but I have had the other side where I couldn't finish.
Oh yeah, I've had that, but you obviously don't do coke because
I don't do any drugs.
Oh, okay, because I was doing coke with some chick, really hot blonde, and I was like playing pool with a rope. You know what I mean? It was like fucking.
Pool with the rope.
Okay, now
why would you? Because you're an idiot. That's why he would do it. Yeah, I don't know. You want to play pool? All I got's this rope. Game on.
Racket.
You know what I mean? Racket. I'll break. Idiot. Pop a dick pill. Yeah, dog. When isn't he doing coke? I mean, it's nonstop. For years he's been doing blow. What else you got there, Froggo?
Hold on. I actually forgot the setup to this one. Let me look again. Oh, yeah. So if there's one thing we all think about when we think about John, it's how great a shape he's in, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
You know, by the way, I don't have an ear infection, okay? That's why I'm okay to fly. It's just the buildup.
You don't even have an ear. I mean, you got one for sure. I can see the tail end of it here, but the other one's gone.
Fucking bullet head.
You know, by the way, I don't have an ear infection, okay? That's why I'm okay to fly.
You're on the
it's
bench.
Just a buildup of wax, probably, you know, all my swimming at the pool was a catalyst to the buildup of wax, but I could still swim.
No, you know what's a catalyst for a buildup of wax? Not cleaning your fucking ears.
Right.
All the swimming. Hey, John Spitz over here with all his swimming.
I've been swimming ever since I joined the gym last month. Enjoy it. It's a great way. It's a great aerobic exercise. And
it's also a great way to piss without having to go to the bathroom. I like that.
The win-win. You know.
Win-win.
It's non-stressful on your muscles. Although I do the treadmill as well. How else could I keep this svelte 35-year-old figure? I mean, it's just amazing. And the incredible shape I am.
35? Who the fuck is he kidding?
That was 35. A joke because he's a funny guy.
I know. Yeah. I know. But in his mind, he believes it. It's like, you know.
I'm guessing that Y membership is no longer.
No longer? You don't think so? They've had to throw him out of the pool 3 times now. He keeps showing up to swim. You don't stick a pool cue in the pocket. You hit the cue balls with it. so how is that like having sex with a woman? Is John admitting he smacks his partner's balls with his dick? I think that's exactly what he's doing, Chris. Yeah. Now I can't stop staring at the lack of earlobe. Truly born. I know.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts.
He should come to my ministry. I mean, like we can get him a new one. It's not going to look good, and we don't really go to professionals, but we get the job done.
And what Bob's saying is you check a few boxes when it comes to the born wrong church. So, you know, just get in there. Let people take care of you and appreciate you for who you are, John.
Yeah.
Born wrong. We all know it. What else you got there, Froggo?
So I know you guys are great at picking things apart, your roast comedians or whatever you call it. Let's see if you can spot what's wrong with this clip.
Okay.
135.
My God.
Hey, Jimmy rigged this thing because it keeps on falling off.
He's got a turtleneck on his fucking microphone.
I got to get it together here.
Wait. I like that he said he Jimmy rigged it.
Jimmy rigged it? Is that a word?
Well, it's a word to cover up a different word I'm sure he wanted to use.
Yes.
135. Look at this microphone rig. I Jimmy rigged this thing because it keeps on falling off. I got to get it together here. I got to go to Sam Ash and buy some new stuff.
It's before the Mac store, it was Sam Ash.
Right.
Noga rigged it. Yeah, this was Sam Ash before he went into the Mac store.
Not because I don't have the money, it's just because I'm lazy. Okay. And I don't think about it until I go in the green
room. I like that he's like, It's not because I'm broke. It's just because I'm lazy and don't want to do anything.
But why is
which is why I'm broke. Money?
Right. Yeah, but he's always saying like he's not broke. But like, well, why do you have to even say that anyway?
Well, it's like he's always saying he lost his teaching job. Mm-hmm. You know, how are you teaching? You know,
listen, I've known many wealthy people. I've never heard any of them say I'm not broke.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I got money.
Odds are when you look at him, you also don't think, well, that guy's losing right. all his money. He's probably mm-hmm. broke by now.
5 minutes before the show and go, damn it. Damn it. I got to fix that freaking microphone. Maybe I'll do. You know what? I have the Phillips upstairs now. I'll do it right after the freaking show.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you fix it during the show? Might make something interesting. On that goddamn show.
Well, if it just needed a Phillips, he wouldn't have to go to Home Depot.
To Sam Ash. You're right. Yeah.
Whoever. Yeah.
Hey, you guys got a screwdriver here? They're like,
but it broke before. It broke during the end of one show, right. Or, you know, you would see it. Like, it didn't break when you're not touching it.
Jerry rig is another, is the way, Jimmy rig. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I forgot Jerry rig. There was another thing I wanted to say of like, oh, he had enough time to tape it, but not to go get the screwdriver and just fix it.
Right.
Well, he wanted people to know he's not broke.
Yeah, gotcha.
I can afford duct tape. Do you know anybody broke who can afford duct tape?
Josh is saying chat is blocking Phillips. The word Phillips for screwdriver, not allowing it. What do you got?
So it's interesting that you brought up him teaching at school. I have a clip here of him talking about just that.
I even love substitute teaching.
Yeah, I do. I like teaching kids. The other day, I taught a kid all about square roots. The kid was like amazed. Never knew, which is kind of sad. I think I knew about square roots when I was 4.
I love that he's shitting on this kid now. Yeah. While he's praising how awesome he is. Let me take a couple seconds here to tell you what a fucking idiot this kid was.
Some little fucker there.
What happened?
That was the end of the clip.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But before he talked about how much he loved substitute teaching, he denied.
Motherfucker, I cannot believe you're not answering my questions. All right, number 3. Are you or are you not a substitute teacher? Yes or fucking no?
That won't do either.
What the fuck does that mean?
That won't do. That was his answer. That won't do. Mr. I don't back down from anybody. Mr. Right. I don't fear anyone or anything.
And Mr. I'm open about everything.
I'm an open book. I ask everyone any kind of question I want. So why shouldn't people be allowed to do the same thing with you? She didn't ask it in a nasty way. She wasn't being a dick about it. Just asking you a question. It's a yes or no question. That won't do.
It means I'm not addressing.
That won't do.
I'm not addressing these things.
Does that mean yes? Does that mean yes?
I shall not confirm or deny anything that you're asking me right now. I shall not confirm or deny any of the questioning, any of the line of questioning that you're going down. I don't have an obligation to answer to what these people on Dabblers, on Reddit, conjure up.
So am I to assume that because you won't answer it, that it's true or that it's false?
You could assume whatever you want. But just remember, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Wow. Way to close strong.
Yeah.
John, are
but
you
she was right?
Yeah. Right.
Really made an ass out of him.
That's right. She was right. She was correct. You were teaching then. You're still teaching now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say it. I don't give a shit. Wow. Hey, you know what? I mean, that many people are talking. You got to listen, you know? And everybody's coming around going, this motherfucker's still teaching. Yeah. And your asshole and nose are bleeding simultaneously. We'll be right back with the Solid Gold Dancers. All right.
That's not me.
All right. what else? Oh, are we?
Yeah, we have to bounce.
Okay. Listen, everybody. Hot show. 4 o'clock. tell everybody to tune in. We got some shit to talk about. Oof. This case is about to get blown the fuck up today. Whoa. It's over. It's a wrap. Damn. We're done. We love you. Thank you for tuning in to Blunder Years. Tell all your friends. We'll see you in about 10 minutes over on YouTube. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Bye.